due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I apologize, Stephanie. It will not happen again, I promise.
You're damn right it won't happen again.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and that's all I got to say about that.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 28th. Quick holidays today. It's Insurance Awareness Day. I wonder who invented that. Paul Bunyan Day. A happy birthday to former Pain Clinic guest John Heidenreich as he turns 42 today. Maybe he'll have a little poem for us. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. It'll be hosted by us. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view tomorrow at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And if you're into MMA, 1 week from today, July 5th, UFC 175 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Also, we get to see Chris Weidman defend his belt against Lyoto Machida, and Ronda Rousey's on the card, too. It's a huge MMA card 1 week from tomorrow, July 5th. 10 p.m. start time, get there early. We'll be hosting it once again, and it's a $5 cover for guys, women. It's free. Come on out, women. We'll enjoy Ronda Rousey, doing an arm bar. I mean, so most of the time she does an arm bar to finish her fights, but that's 1 week from today. No cover for ladies. Salvatore's the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 175. And 1 week from today, also, come on down to Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex for the Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey. I know you guys are looking at me like inquisitive right now. It starts at 1 p.m. It's great bands, great food, great drinks, and it's a great benefit for the Rock City Skate Park. It's at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex, 1 week from today, 1 p.m. I'm going to probably be down there doing some announcements, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some of you guys come on down. And it's a fundraiser for the Rock City Skate Park. They're trying to build downtown. So if you're tired of seeing these kids on the sidewalks and stuff, give them a place to go. Donate some money to the Rock City Skate Park. Come on down to the event. It'd be fun, too. Lots of bands. The Isotopes are playing there. A bunch of them are. So come on down. That's 1 week from today also. And, of course, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Of course, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play, our friend Jamie. There's something for everybody at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's, too, online at
BillGrays.com.
Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with the Artiste, and I'm here with, thank you for being here, Mr. Artiste.
Good morning.
Pretty in orange today, huh? You're very brilliant.
It's a little bright. It's my goal to wake myself up by wearing a shirt this bright. All right. So,
and of course, sitting across from you and to my left, I guess, is DC Danny Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful last Saturday in June, and you got to be asking yourself at the end of this show tonight, folks, where were you when the two pro wrestlers that wear black tights and have bald heads came on the show the same day? Where were you when you heard that? Because we're going to have big guests on. We're going to have Steve Austin in just a minute or so, and Bill Goldberg's joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Legends of Wrestling show at Browns in Akron, New York, which is between Darien Lake. It's right around Darien Lake. You get off of Darien Lake to go there, and it's between Darien Lake and Buffalo. Legends of Wrestling, huge show going on there today. Got some huge names that are coming. The Steiners are going to be there, Mr. Anderson, a whole slew of them. But we're going to talk with Bill at 10:30. But we're talking to Steve Austin in just a minute here. But how are you guys doing today? What beautiful day today. It's going to be almost near 90. We got the Jazz Fest going on downtown today. If you're going to stick in Rochester, George Thorogood's playing a free show at 9 o'clock tonight, right around the corner from this building. I'm not sure what exactly I'm doing. I'm going to hit about six events tonight. So
I'm going to hit a pillow sometime this afternoon for a nap.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
It's going to be snooze fest at my house.
We heard Mr. Artis Rob Sanderson yesterday on the John DiTullio show talking about the NHL hockey draft. And real quickly, were you happy with the pick? They picked the center, right?
Yeah, they picked Sam Reinhart, which was the perfect pick. And actually, they have the first pick today, which is moments away. So I'm slightly distracted, but I'm here.
Well,
we're talking wrestling.
We are, but we're going to go to Steve Austin right now. Steve's going to be...
That's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line. Joining us is a WWE Hall of Famer in the business, and now and he's a legend as well, and now his new show, The Broken Skull Challenge, debuts this Sunday at 8 p.m. on CMT. Let's welcome Steve Austin back to the Pain Clinic. Thanks so much for the time today, Steve.
Hey, I appreciate you helping us spread the word.
Yeah, we're awesome. Now, this is a reality competition show. What inspired you to create this show?
Well, I was working on Redneck Island, which is a kind of a country-flavored competition show on CMT, but you get voted off the island through a voting process. I wanted an extremely tough competition show where you get eliminated because someone actually beats you in a competition. So I love physical competition, and this was the idea that was born from hosting another show.
Now, Steve, obviously, taking a look at the previews for the show, looking forward to it, you see a lot of new workout regimens these days. A lot of people doing, like, the Tough Mudder and like CrossFit, all these new waves. It's back in your day, when you were training for wrestling, do you wish some people had come up with some of these ideas sooner? And are any of those inspiration for some of these challenges that we'll see on the TV show?
Oh, absolutely. I worked with a CrossFit guy specifically about many of the challenges and the obstacle course. So, man, it's just been an explosion with the CrossFit community, how popular that whole thing has become. You know, the Tough Mudders, the Spartan Racers. I mean, man, we had some of the best athletes in the United States come out and take on my challenges in my course. So, oh, it'd been great for this stuff, too, the CrossFit thing to happen way back in the day. But I love to watch the CrossFit competitions when they come on ESPN, so I'm a fan of that sport. And the thing about this is, I mean, you need all the physical strength, stamina, endurance, and you also need a lot of heart and guts, and you need extreme willpower to get through the challenges, much less get through my obstacle course. So all of these training techniques certainly come into play to prepare these athletes to do competition at my ranch. But with that being said, I talked to the best of the best, and they all were blown away by how tough the challenge was.
From the previews we saw, it looks like somebody or maybe a couple of people get hurt during these events. So this obviously is a dangerous reality show that you're putting on right now.
Well, I don't know if I want to call it dangerous, but I mean, when you're doing combat with another human being, I mean, and you're in the throes of competition, you know, people come out there, and this went the same. We did 5 episodes with the men, and we did 5 episodes with the women, and across the board, whether it was men or women, the people that come out to the ranch, they love a challenge, and they love to compete, and they put it all on the line. All I do, I set the table for these people to come out here and do their thing. They're the stars of the show. All their training, everything that they've gone through, either pays off and gets them to the next round, or they go home and, hey, go train another day and try to come back to the ranch at another date.
Cannot wait for Sunday, 8 o'clock, to watch this. Some other things I wanted to mention real quick. Love your podcast. You know, I enjoy that twice a week. I enjoy both versions. I'm an adult, so I can get away with that. I love your cast of characters, including your wife, Ted Fowler, and the incredible list of guests you have for that. It's a lot of fun. You ever get in the doghouse saying anything on that show? Because I know sometimes we do when we do our show. So just curious.
No, man, I try to be – well, first of all, my wife doesn't listen to the podcast. Even when she'll join me, I'll try to rope her in on a couple-of-minute session. But she'll walk by while I'm saying something. She'll just kind of shake her head, and she doesn't. You know, she's really not my demographic, and that's funny because we've been together for 10 years and married for 4. So I haven't got myself in a doghouse yet. But if she listened to the show, maybe I would.
Well, I also mean with other companies too, because they give you carte blanche to who you have on. I mean, is there sometimes you've brought some stuff up that's a touchy subject with like the WWE or TNA, and you kind of say how you feel, and sometimes how you feel is not what they want to hear.
Well, but I try to do that with constructive criticism because I really make it a point not to bash anybody on my show. I don't want to make a living or just have a show where I talk in a derogatory sense about somebody. I'm very passionate about the business of professional wrestling, and I love it. And I love the WWE, and I have respect for TNA and Ring of Honor, but I also have my thoughts. So I only mean it from the way I see things, and certainly don't mean any harm by it. But those are just my opinions, and I think I'm entitled to them because I think I earned them, and I think they're valid. So, but again, man, I really don't set out to bash or harm anybody on the show.
Steve, I'm just curious, I guess, now at this point, you've really become quite the TV star after your wrestling career. Of course, this show coming up Sunday, and then Redneck Island, we remember Tough Enough. Did you always kind of have the plan that once you were done in the ring that maybe you wanted to go into these different forms of media and try your hand in, you know, radio and TV and things outside of the wrestling business?
No, I really didn't. You know, plan A was to be a professional wrestler, and then I took that to the highest level possible, and, you know, I racked up my share of injuries and had to ride off into the sunset. I was in Texas. I was retired for about 3 years, and I said, hey, man, you better take your ass out there to Los Angeles and maybe do some acting. And I did some independent movies, had a few parts in some bigger movies, but then I found reality television with Tough Enough, and then Redneck Island, now Broken Skull Challenge, and we're working on another reality project as well. And that's the genre that I really love the most and the one that I'm putting all my focus on. If the odd acting part comes along, that's cool because there's another piece of that pie. And then when you talk about the podcast, it's just a way for me to, you know, put out my creative flow that I used to go out and do on Monday Night Raw and to stay in contact and in touch and still entertained my fans that, you know, I broke my body for through the business of pro wrestling. Now I can entertain those people with my voice and my mind and just my guest and to talk about wrestling and anything. I don't try to overthink that podcast. It's purely nothing but entertainment. Almost in the vein of a Seinfeld show, and I'm in no way comparing myself to the genius of Jerry Seinfeld. But no, to answer your question, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I've found my rhythm and I found my way, and I really enjoy where I'm at right now. But don't get me wrong, I got a lot more things that I want to accomplish and other things that I want to do as well. But the reality stuff and the podcast stuff is my priority.
I'll tell you, the podcast is absolutely awesome. I'm a huge fan of it. I love the Vince Russo one from the other day, and we've always been listening.
When do you hear part two? Part two, he really he gets a little emotional on part two. There's some heavy-duty stuff on there, so I think you're really going to enjoy that one.
They're very cool. I was going to say, you probably should take these recordings and make a new book out of it, because you've talked about so much in your career over the past year doing these podcasts that I bet you could put together a book right out of all your recordings.
And that's not a bad idea. Maybe I will consider that.
Very cool. Well, we're going to let you go, Steve. Go ahead, Rob.
I just wanted to say one thing real quick. This week is the 18th anniversary of the Austin 316 speech, King of the Ring 96 in Milwaukee. Is it fun still looking back at those memories? Do you ever see, like, dates come up on the calendar and think back to those old memories? It's amazing how much time has passed since then, but still one of those key things that always comes up on my mind, at least in June.
It is amazing how much time has passed through some of those key moments, you know, that happened in my career. And on my Twitter account, Steve Austin BSR, people started tweeting all these images and that YouTube video of that speech, which was a total ad-lib thing. But, man, I look back at some of those moments with just, they're some of the greatest memories of my life. And I don't long for them. I just appreciate. I'm so glad that I was able to have those moments and to people to latch a hold and identify Stone Cold Steve Austin, and now at me, myself, as Steve Austin, and continue to follow along for the ride. So it's just, it was a great body of work. Man, I had the greatest fan base in the world. So you can't do anything without those people.
Very cool. Well, one last thing, Steve, we want to thank you for all the support you've given to Luke Harper and the WWE. He used to actually, believe it or not, was a co-host on our show for a while, and he's from our town. So we love seeing what he's doing with the Wyatt family and everything, but we thank you for your support. You've been nothing but kind in talking about him. I want to let people know that folks can see Steve Austin's new show debuting on CMT this Sunday, 8 p.m., That's right. If you forgot the name of it, it's the name of Steve's Steve's ranch. It's the Broken Skull Challenge, and it debuts this Sunday, 8 p.m. on CMT. Thank you for the time so much. And by the way, my father-in-law is a master watchmaker. I think I mentioned this before when we talked to you. If you ever have a broken watch, you can send it this way. He's very good at that.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm a big watch fanatic, as you know.
I certainly do. I've seen the magazine. Thank you so much, and good luck with the show this weekend. And, sir, best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Awesome. That's all I can say. Steve Austin is a great guy. We got to go to break. Got a segment. Mr. Bill Goldberg will be joining us in just a few minutes. If you have a question for Mr. Bill Goldberg, we are taking him at 222-1280. You can call. You can text if you have a question. As long as it's, you know, classy, you know, we'll ask it. You can text us at 222-1280. Real quick, Mr. Artiste, did the Sabres make a pick?
Yes. Brendan Lemieux, son of Claude Lemieux, one of the biggest pests in the history of hockey, is the newest Buffalo Sabre. They're back on the clock in a minute.
Too. Breaking news here on the Pain Clinic. It has nothing to do with hockey, but you know what? It's that's the time, you know? We got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. Like I said, 222-1280 starts late. We'll be back after these messages on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I moved on. And if you guys love Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns as much as you say you do, yeah, then you should be thanking me. Every waking second, because I am responsible for all their success. And don't you forget it.
As of right now, this very moment, you are officially no longer the director of wrestling operations.
That's impossible. You can't do that. You don't have to hell yeah. Titus, last week on Friday Night SmackDown, you fell off your horse. But that didn't stop you. You got right back on and fell off again. But that's okay. You proved to everybody that winning isn't everything. And tonight you're going to prove to everyone that all you have to do is believe.
I'm Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen to it, or I'll kill you.
Okay, I'm gonna. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dankel, the Artiste. Got Bill Goldberg coming up in about 10 minutes here, folks. Get your questions in. 222-1280, star 1280. I'm a Bo Lever, and I want to send out congratulations to Mr. Bo Dallas there. He got married this past week. His sister put it out on Twitter that he was married this past week. So congratulations. Now you have another Bo Lever living with you. I love his angle. I love what's going on with the Bo Dallas. It's going to be terrible when he finally loses. So we can't hear all those stupid 9 and Bo's and 10 and Bo's. And
maybe he'll go on just a crazy undefeated streak.
I know. Hey, you know,
like
we're going to talk to somebody.
Maybe up in the 170s, perhaps.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's impossible in this day and age. Can't count house shows either, I don't think. So
live
Cold
events.
Dead, right?
Hey, real quick before we go, I want you to know we're going to be out at Salvatore's tomorrow night for WWE's Money in the Bank. Come on out and join us. You know what? If you have the network, it's great. But you know what? Where are you going to, if you don't have the network, you're saving money and you're going to be able to spend that money on food. So come join us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. There's no cover for WWE pay-per-views. I kind of am excited for this one because we're going to have a new champion at the end of it. And, you know, I've changed my mind on who I think it's going to be now. For last week, I thought it was Bray Wyatt. I was pretty much sure Bray Wyatt was going to walk off with the title. Not so much sure anymore. There's a lot going on in this business. There's another guy who... There was a leaked poster for SummerSlam, okay, that came out this past week. And, I don't put any credence into anything I see in the posters because a lot of times there's people on the posters who aren't even on the pay-per-views. But this one for SummerSlam coming out, there was two big heads on it, two big gigantic Neanderthal heads on the cover of the SummerSlam, and it was Brock Lesnar and John Cena, okay? And that doesn't mean much. I mean, does it? I don't think it means that much.
No.
But nevertheless,
trying to get people talking.
Nevertheless, they took it down very quickly. They made people take it down because they felt that they were leaking something. I don't think they're leaking anything, you know. But if that's the way it is, then maybe it changes my mind on who's going to win Money in the Bank here. Thoughts, Danny?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't. Because I was with you. I was hoping for something new, something fresh. And now with that being leaked, it just seems like we're going to get same old crap.
You know,
there's so many good choices out there, so many different directions they could go. I don't want WWE to revert back to just, you know, the road most often traveled.
Which seems like a safe place to go. And plus, you know, the numbers are good and they have great merchandise sales and pay-per-view rates are about good. When you do go by that safe I hate to say it, but when you go with the safe and narrow path, it seems to be more profitable at times.
Yeah, but eventually that person's not going to be there for you to rely on, so you need to start building some other people to be able to take his place. And you're not going to do it just by letting him keep having the ball.
There's only a few people in that match that I'd be okay with winning. And he that we're talking about is not one of
yeah,
them.
He who shall
all.
Not be named.
I mean, on paper, if we don't talk about that and the potential of him winning, which would ruin the pay-per-view, I think, like, this, I'm thinking I might be more excited for this pay-per-view than WrestleMania.
I am, too, because it's less for sure what's going on.
You got some good ladder matches. You've got a lot on the line. You've got, hopefully, a tag title win for the Wyatt family.
For our friends, yes.
Yeah, you know, I think overall this could be a good show, but it'd be a great show if you can get that. It'd be a great show if you could combine those two belts into one. I'm sick of them carrying around two belts. Yeah. Maybe just debut another new one tomorrow. But if Cesaro or Wyatt or Reigns can wear the belt or belts tomorrow night, I'll be happy. Outside of that, I will not be happy. When we leave Salvatore's at the garage door.
Okay, after a large pizza.
And well, I mean, I'll still be happy after garlic bread.
Garlic bread, yeah.
You know.
And all the great food that they have there that we which
some
will be out
wings.
There. So come on out and hang out with us.
We're some old-fashioned pepperoni on a multigrain crust.
Garlic bread.
You know what? Then we're going to have to remember that. If we get there before you and we order, we'll remember what you like.
Oh, yeah.
We try to, at least. And if not, we'll just have it later.
Cookies.
Giant cookies.
Ooh, cookies.
For the appetizer. Yes. Oh, shoot. Our families might be listening. We don't eat cookies first.
Yeah, not
we
first.
We save them for dessert.
Absolutely.
It's interesting is when I got there first. When I got there for the last one, Danny had a pile of cookies in front of him, and I said, don't you eat that as dessert? And he goes, no.
No, appetizer.
We're adults.
If they're fresh out of the oven, you got to go with those cookies.
We're adults, and we can pick. We can do what we want. When you're a kid, you're made to eat the vegetables before you eat the dessert. No, that's not quite the same anymore when you're an adult. So, yes, but nevertheless, we eat well when we're there, and so can you. There's a full menu, lots of great stuff, and we're definitely going to be hanging out. I got some Pain Clinic T-shirts to give away, so come on down. You know, come down and hang out with us. It'd be fun. It'd be, you know, break the heat and come and hang with us and watch Money in the Bank. We definitely will have a good time. Some quick news before we go back to break. Vicky Guerrero fired. We've heard for weeks that she was going to be taking a leave of absence. But it was nice that we got some good Eddie plugs in. A lot of Eddie's music, the shimmy, covered in whatever that was. It looked like pudding. I'm not sure what they were falling into. What do you think? I mean, Vicky Guerrero, no excuse me's. I mean, it's okay. She's been kind of like AWOL for a while the past like 6 months anyways. You know, here and there she'd show up, but she'd be gone for most of the time. Any thoughts on that? You think she's done for good? I mean, she's talking like she's done for good.
Yeah, I mean, the way she's talked about it, you would never be surprised to see somebody like her make an appearance down the road, a one-off appearance. But I think it was great. You know, I let her get a little bit of a babyface pop on Monday night, let her go out. Vicky is somebody that annoyed the crap out of a lot of us over the years, and that's because she was great at what she did.
She did a good job.
So props to Vicky. I'm glad to see that she got a send off like that and to get in those Abby tributes and stuff. That was my favorite part of Raw. And best of luck to her.
Me too.
So
yeah, I was just gonna say, let's give Vicky actually a lot of credit because I can't think of anybody in the last 10 years that has drawn such consistent and deafening heat as Vicky Guerrero has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the authority wishes they could have one-tenth of the heat that Vicky draws.
Yeah. Obviously, she stepped in after Eddie passed away, without really any experience, and she made a spot for herself for almost a decade. And, I mean, that's something that it's hard enough for experienced wrestlers to do that, but for Vicky Guerrero to be on TV that much for that period of time and to get that much consistent heat and everything, I think she was one of the best characters the last 10 years. So
You can't forget to mention that she was in financial straits when her husband passed away. They were in a bad situation due to, I guess, a new house and stuff.
Right.
And so the McMahon said, you know, we're going to keep her on the payroll, you know, and have her do stuff, you know, she needs, you know. And, of course, the love of her husband's life, wrestling, she got to work herself right into it. And, you know, think about the guys that she's been associated with over the years, Edge, Dolph Ziggler. You know, she was like seconding a lot of people out there who actually won titles and stuff. So they really kind of put her in a prominent position. She got a heck of a rub, and good for her if she's becoming a medical technician or whatever. Maybe she was going to college. I know that.
And, administration, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's just, I think, you know, good for her. I'm glad I won't have to hear "excuse me" anymore. That's one thing that's good with her gone. But I'm sure she'll be back.
I feel like I need to go home and rewatch some of the Edge Vicky Love clips.
Oh boy,
them riding on like the seesaw and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh boy. So we'll give one last thing before we go to break. We've got Daniel Bryan's going to be making an appearance at the Money in the Bank kickoff pre-show this Sunday to address the WWE Universe for the first time since being stripped of the WWE World Heavyweight title. What do you think? I think that, you know, it is, I mean, we'll see what kind of condition he's in. I don't think he's as bad as we think he is. And I think he will be back. But, I mean, is he losing? Is he lost it? I mean, is his push over? I mean, or is he going to have to start again? I mean, the fans still yell yes, even if he's not there, you know? But I just feel bad. You know, that's one of the bad things about injuries is it can shorten a person's career. And Steve Austin's a perfect example we had on earlier. It shortened his career a lot, some of the injuries. So what do you think about Daniel Bryan coming back and doing it? We'll see. I guess we'll see how he is, you know. But, Danny?
You know, I hate to admit it, but it's as much as we all wanted to see Bryan win, you know, once he did, you did notice a drop-off.
Oh, yeah.
In the popularity. And it is...
And a backlash from some people.
And it is all about the chase. It's all about the build-up to the moment. And then after the moment is the challenge of trying to figure out where you go from there. So I don't know if this is a blessing in disguise, maybe, that he can, you know, once again fight back, reclaim the title. But they need to figure out what to do with him once he does get there.
And if
there.
He does, I'm hoping one thing is it's not with Brie Bella.
Oh, no.
I don't. The only reason that was put together is because of a TV show. I hope we don't see that. Rob, any thoughts on that?
I'm sorry. I'm honestly distracted right now.
Completely distracted.
Yeah, I think the draft's going on. I think Daniel Bryan is probably going to have to work his way back up a little bit. It probably killed his whole push.
Well, so they're going to come back.
It depends who they put the belts on tomorrow. I mean, if it's somebody that he can even feud with or not. There's a lot of variables here with... You don't really know who's going to take, if it's going to be a face or a heel that takes the belt tomorrow night. And I don't know. Maybe it's time to switch things up a little bit with Daniel Bryan. I don't know.
Nothing better than having him win title back and instant heel.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I don't know
about
that.
Well, there's no more faces and heels, right?
I don't know about that. We got to go to break. We got our guests on the line. We'll be back in just a minute here with Bill Goldberg. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich, here with DC Dan Cole and the Artiste. I want you to know Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. And don't forget to check us out tomorrow night at Salvatore's at the garage door for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. We'll be down there early. It starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early. Get a good seat. Come hang out with us. There's no cover for WWE's Money in the Bank. All you got to do is find where we're at, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be there tomorrow night. And also, Saturday, July 5th, 1 week from today, come on down to Bill Gray's Iceplex, Regional Iceplex, for Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey. Sounds like something Teddy Long would say, don't you think? Operation Funky Monkey starts at 1 p.m. Great bands, great food, great drink, prizes, and a great benefit for the Rock City Skate Park that's being built in Rochester. We got a special guest on the line right now. I got to go to him. I hate to keep him waiting because he's... pretty big deal. Would you agree? I would say so. But don't miss today at Bronze in Akron, New York. That's between Darien Lake and Buffalo. The Legends of Wrestling show scheduled to appear. Get this: Rick Steiner, Scott Steiner, Virgil, Coco Beware, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Mr. Anderson, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Garrett Bischoff's going to be there, Barry Hardy, Luke Bushwhacker, and Akron's own Dick Byer, Dick the Destroyer Byer. Oh, yeah, and one other guy's there. Joining us is former WWE WCW champion who's making an appearance at today's at Bronze. Let's welcome back Bill Goldberg to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Bill.
Morning, gentlemen.
Sir, you're on the East Coast for once, as we can actually get you on live at 10:30 in the morning. Most of the time, I think, you know, being in San Diego, you're 3 hours earlier. You'd have to get up pretty early to come on with us.
Yeah, I know. Let's see here. A couple days ago, I did a 5:15 one from Diego. So, yeah, I'd much rather be on the East Coast so that I can get my sleep.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for the time. And this is kind of a rarity. We don't see you doing these shows that often. And it's a wrestling show, too, so maybe we'll see you in action later tonight there?
Well, you will definitely not see me in action as far as wrestling is concerned, unless Knobs pisses me off tonight. But, you know, the reality is, man, you guys know I don't do these very often. hooked myself up with Knobs and the Legends of Wrestling promotion because, you know, it gives the guys ability to go out there, make some money, see the fans again. And, you know, like today, the show we've got going on is benefiting two wonderful charities. I mean, everybody knows what's going on with Mr. Jim Kelly right now. And anytime I can lend my name to a cause that benefits my good friend, then, you know, I am jumping on a plane as soon as humanly possible. So that and the Elio DiPaolo scholarship fund, man. So, I mean, there's two great causes that we're working for up here. It gives me an opportunity to get out and see the fans, something that I do very rarely. You know, I got the podcast now. And that's my kind of my way of getting to the people. But this is one of those few and far between appearances, man. But it's, like I say, it's a great opportunity to raise awareness, raise some money, and see my buddies again.
The question I was going to ask you is, I mean, I know you're coming up for Jim for his Kelly for Kids. Did you see Jim at all when you're up here yet? Are you going to catch
up
with him?
Yeah, you know, I was here a number of weeks ago for his tournament, and on the way back from the tournament, on the way to the airport, Bruce Smith and I stopped by and, you know, just gave our support, man. It's a tough deal that everybody in the Kelly family's dealing with, and we're just trying to give them a helping hand in any way humanly possible, man. I mean, everybody here in Buffalo loves Jim. Everybody around the world loves Jim and the Kelly family. They know what's going on right now, and they know what they're going through. And anytime we can do anything to help, whether it's just put a smile on his damn face or put you know, money in the foundation, there's no better cause to put your name to.
And that's I think that's a great, awesome thing to do, and we're so appreciative of you coming to town. Yeah, I was gonna say, you come and play the golf tournament every year, so it's like, I'm sure you know, you're back here twice now in 1 year into Buffalo. It's got to be a fluke.
Yeah, you know, if I was free, I would have been able to do Andre Reed's tournament too, but unfortunately, you know, time constraints did not allow me to attend that one. Hopefully next year, but. Yeah, man, I'll do anything I can for the Kelly family. There's no doubt. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned playing golf. I would say that me on that course was not really playing golf, but, you know, providing some entertainment for everybody who wanted to watch me emasculate myself.
You know, Bill, real quickly, your name has been bantered around about by the WWE Hall of Fame for the next year. What would that mean to you with something like that?
You know, I've said it before. I said it on my podcast. I would be a fool not to greatly appreciate and be honored by an induction like that. But at the same time, I must tell everyone, and everyone already probably knows, that by not being inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame, I don't think that's going to define my career whatsoever. I mean, I think we all know the animosity that is between myself and the WWE. They probably will keep me out of there just to be jerks, which is all good, because you know, I'm pretty comfortable in my skin. I'm pretty comfortable in everything that I've done, and you know, it would be really cool for my son to see. I think it's been well documented that the only reason why I would ever consider even coming back or doing anything else in the wrestling business is so that my son can see it. So, you know, it would be a huge honor, there's no doubt. But if I didn't get it, I ain't losing any sleep.
Well, maybe next year, though, could be the perfect opportunity with, you know, WrestleMania and all the festivities being out in your neck of the woods.
You know, hey, man, it would be great. It really would. But like I said, it's not something that I'm holding my breath for by any stretch. No. Could I still do it? Hell yeah. I train 6 days a week. Come out to Bronx and check me out tonight. You know?
Definitely.
Now, obviously, Bill, it's been 13 years since WCW, the real WCW, closed its doors. But WWE recently, earlier this year, launching the WWE Network. So it's kind of an opportunity, in my mind, for all of these new generation fans to check out WCW to see maybe what they had missed when they were too young for it. Is that cool to kind of see that, you know, the WCW footage is not just sitting in a warehouse anymore, but now fans have the opportunity to relive your big run and everything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a product of WWE being, I can't believe I'm saying this, but smart businessmen.
True.
I mean, the reality is, look at the DVD sales of WCW content compared to the WWE content over the past couple of years.
True. They definitely outsold them the last couple of years.
There you have it. Yeah. I mean, look at the numbers on my DVD. Look at the numbers on Hunter's DVD. You know, I mean, as a business decision, I think it was a very smart move, and I'm greatly appreciative that the next generation of kids gets to see, me smashing people. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm gonna say, ever since Ryback showed up, we got the Goldberg chance, and it's kind of like an homage to you, and people haven't forgotten about you, obviously, because we hear that more than anything when he's out there. And it's kind of like when Ric Flair used to get the woos for the chops when he, in ECW and other companies when he wasn't even there. So it's like, I think, people don't forget you. You definitely are. And that's why people always banting your name around for the Hall of Fame, because when the fans get louder than anything else they can do with a Goldberg chance during a Ryback match, it's unbelievable. You know, it just shows you your lasting power, sir.
You know, man, I am more than honored. The words. I can't form the words to come out of my mouth to show my appreciation that people would still remember me, revere me, and want me to go out there and smash people again. I mean, I think it's the ultimate, hats off. I mean, in the beginning I wasn't real appreciative of it, but the fact is that anytime they mention your name, it means you haven't been forgotten. And hopefully I've done some good things, not only in the ring, but, out in the real world to make a difference, to where people look past just the in-ring persona and figure out that I'm a guy, I'm a celebrity, quote unquote, that just trying to be in a position to make a difference with everybody and everything that I touch, whether it be the deal out at Bronze tonight, or whether it be, doing the military stuff, or whether it be, it doesn't matter what it is, man. I mean, I'm just trying to be a good human being, and I'm, like I said, again, I take my hat off in appreciation to the people who don't forget about
me. Very cool. We got a question from Dave from Henrietta. Dave, you're on with Bill Goldberg.
Hey, just want to say it's quite an honor to be on with you. I love wrestling during the Monday Night Wars, and especially you were part of it. And, I mean, as far as, WCW concerned, you're probably, I'll give NWO number one, but you're probably the second or third best thing that they ever did. Do you consider yourself in the enormity of that? Thinking about how big it was at one point, and you mentioned the WCW sales because it was the best thing on TV at the time. And I guess the other question is, do you look at Ryback as like a knockoff of yourself, or is it just, do you look at more the flattering of the fact that they still remember you? Are you more mad that there's a knockoff or more flattered that people remember you? And my third question would be about your jackhammer slam, because I'm big about moves. Do you foresee anybody using that anytime soon again, or would you ever come back for an angle for somebody to maybe, pass that torch on to somebody? Because for a big guy, that's a really, I always loved it as a finishing move, but it just seems that, they always try to find something new and different for different people, but sometimes you should go back to the classics.
Well, I mean, that's a 3 or 4 part question. Let me touch on the Ryback thing. Hey, man, I don't have anything in the beginning, I had nothing personally against him whatsoever, because at the end of the day, these guys coming up, they listen to management and they do what they're told to do. The only time that I was a little bit pissed off was when he opened his mouth and said he's a better athlete than I am, and we all know that that's an absolute farce. but beyond that, I don't have anything against the guy. I mean, the guy's following orders. What I do have animosity against is the fact that all these morons up there are using the spear. I think that's a clear indication that, they're trying to make people forget about me, but the reality is the more morons that do it, the better my spear looks.
True.
And going to the jackhammer, hey, man, I'd love to do the right thing in the wrestling business. For years, people have had this thing against me, I don't want to put anybody over it. I'm bad for the business, and I don't want to pass the torch. That's BS. The right situation, the right time, the right person, I'm in. That's my duty as a wrestler, as a professional wrestler, to pass it down. But the situation has not come about, nor have they picked up the phone to ask me to pass the torch. So they can bastardize my move all they want. All it does is it makes me look better. You know, Roman Reigns with his football background, he's got the ability to deliver a good spear. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't watch. So I haven't seen any of these guys do it. But I can tell you that back in the day when guys were copying it, it looked like chicks were doing it. You know?
Yeah,
And the reality is, hey, Sean Merriman, I had Merriman on the Who's Next with Goldberg last week. Or actually, it's this week.
It is this week. You're right.
And you know, hey, that's one guy right there that could out-spear me.
Wow.
You know, but he's got the background. He's got the explosiveness. He's been doing that stuff his entire life. He's not a bodybuilder learning how to tackle somebody. You know, so there's a huge difference, and people have to understand it. It's nothing more than a form tackle, but there are many variations to it. I mean, you could take somebody out every single time with it if it was a full spear. But, you know, depending upon who it is. I mean, look at the spear I did against Christian and compare that to the spear I did against Hogan. And tell me there aren't, you know, 2 or 3 or 10 different variations of it.
Okay.
You know, it's all dependent upon who you're in there with. And, God, what else? What else do I need to answer from that?
That's okay.
Oh, the WCW WWE wars. Yeah. Dude, that was a great time in wrestling. There were many things that contributed to the success of the wrestling business those years, and I say the number one contributor is competition. And we don't see that anymore. And that's kind of why the wrestling business, if you ask me, is on a downward slide. But, you know, competition's good for any business. And to be an integral part of the Monday Night Wars with WCW during those days, and NWO being such a big faction, hey, I'm honored, man. I've said this a million times. I was in the right place at the right time with a couple of right guys steering me in the right direction. Beyond that, I was able to take it and run. But I'm not, by any stretch, one person who says that I did anything. I couldn't have done any of it without all of the guys around me. The Bobby Eatons, you know, the Sarges, you know, the guys who taught me how to work and taught me that less is more. You know, guys that really taught me the business. And I mean, I was very lucky to be there at that time, be around such wonderful people. You know, it's unfortunate that how the business kind of changed and how WCW met its demise. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I've said it many times before, if I knew it was going for $5 million, I would have bought the damn thing.
Yeah, really. A lot of people, I think, would have like found some, you know, some way to finance it. But Bill, I think the Ryberg comparison mainly is just the physique. I really think that's what a lot of people see. But I'm gonna let you go because we've had you way too long. But before I let you go, I want to tell you that I loved your time when you were doing commentary in Elite XC. You ever have any interest in getting back into announcing maybe UFC or Bellator? Now that Scott Coker's running Bellator, you might have a connection with them. I was just wondering, throwing that out there.
Huge passion for it, man. I mean, you guys know, I went to the first 8 UFCs. You know, people don't know that I've got a relationship with those guys that harkens back to the early days of it. You know, I used to own the largest MMA gym in the world back in the late 90s. I would love more than anything to get back involved, but I think the reality is that if you listen to any of my commentating in the past, it's tough for me, man, because I'm a fan. I don't want to sit here and break fights down. I want to react instantaneously to what I see in the ring, and sometimes that doesn't cater to being an announcer.
Well, it's tough.
Or play by play.
I was gonna say it's tough when you got Boss Rutan sitting next to you. You know, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, you know, just like any other business, you surround yourself with professionals. Mauro Ranallo, you know, he is, in my eyes, the absolute best. You know, obviously Rogan's the king of the hill too, but, you know, you just surround yourself with guys who can lead you in the right direction and can enhance what you bring to the table. I mean, I'd love to be involved with it, but you never know, man. You never know. I co-own a Muay Thai gym in Oceanside, California, Extreme Power, train there all the time. And, I'm still heavily into it, man. And, you know, if you listen to the podcast, I mean, I came up with an idea of Merriman and I doing a celebrity Muay Thai exhibition at Petco Park, you know, to raise some money.
Oh, that'd be
for
awesome.
Charity. So I've been throwing that around with him for years. And You never know, man. You never know. I mean, Sean's a great guy, man. He's local, and, man, he's been training Muay Thai for years. He backed off of it a little bit as of late. But, you know, I still have a huge passion for it.
And he's an ex-Buffalo Bill, which we would say is nice around here. I want people to know they can catch Bill Goldberg in Legends of Wrestling at Browns in Akron today. VIPs get in at 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock for everybody else. There's a wrestling show that goes on there as well. Later tonight. Thank you so much for the time, Bill. It's nice to have you on the East Coast and joining us. And, man, anytime you ever want to come on and talk anything, man, the phone's open, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, very much, man. I love what you guys do, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank
make
you.
Sure, make sure everybody knows what's going on today and make sure everybody goes to podcast1.com and checks out Who's Next with Goldberg, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much for the time. We'll see you tonight, sir.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you. All right. That's, by the way, he was our very first guest on the show in 1998, November 13th, 1998. Bill Goldberg joined the Pain Clinic for our first show. And, you know, I think we should just end it here now. See you guys. No, I'm kidding. Thank you so much, sir, for the time. We got to go to break. Sorry if you couldn't get your question in, but, you know, we got a pair of tickets to give away to the show tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock. Caller 12-222-1280. Starts 1280. Get a pair of tickets to this show. Get them at the door. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
See, I would talk to you, Del Rio, but there's only one problem. I only speak five languages, and none of them are losers.
I can't help but feel like you guys don't take me seriously. Oh, no, Rob.
I take you very seriously. In fact, I'd take you even more seriously if this was 2005.
Oh, right. Because that's when you were asking Mom and Dad to stay up late to watch me on TV because you wanted to be a wrestler.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with the Artiste and DC Dan Call. Wow. Pretty packed show.
Do we have time for Gilbert?
Gilbert.
I got some sparklers, and I'm sure I can find a fire extinguisher somewhere around here.
Oh, man.
Real quick, I'll let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's tomorrow night for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view, 149 Eastridge Road. No cover. Come hang out with us. We got lots of stuff to give away. We have a lot of fun watching WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. You guys got some real quick news. I got to get a caller here.
Real quick news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on the spot like that... Bad news, Barrett suffering a right shoulder injury during a match against Dean Ambrose this week. So I don't know if they've given another update on that yet. Obviously, he was scheduled for the Money in the Bank contract ladder match tomorrow night.
I was just going to ask, do you think it's good news or bad news? We really haven't heard anything about this since it happened.
I don't know. No news is good news?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping they're playing it close to the chest. I see it playing out, him coming out tomorrow night, acting like he's injured, and then saying, I've got some bad news.
Sometimes there's too much working people in wrestling with injuries, but no news might be good news for bad news.
News.
This is not a news station, but yeah, Rich is on the phone, so let's find some other stuff to talk about. Legends of Wrestling tonight, Akron, 6 o'clock. Congratulations to WWE wrestler Heath Slater and his wife Stephanie welcoming their daughter Remedy to the world recently. And I'm excited. I wish TNA like impacted them live this week because seeing all these pictures and video clips from the Manhattan Center, from the Hammerstein Ballroom this week where they taped, I believe it was two episodes of Impact and the Destination X pay-per-view. I don't know. I don't like that they're running behind that Impact Thursday was from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But I can't wait to see it. It looks like they had a great crowd in New York City. And obviously, I think TNA has been kind of struggling a little as of late. But this could be a nice little jump start for them. Plus, soon we're going to see that match between the Hardy Boys and the American Wolves, which is something I cannot wait to see myself.
Yeah. So you talked about the six-sided ring then, huh?
Not the six-sided ring.
Hello.
That is back as well.
Yeah, six-sided ring.
Okay, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Is it is it that big of a deal? Because to me, like, when I watch a match in a six-sided ring, I don't really think it adds too many possibilities. Maybe when you get in a situation where there's a lot of guys in the ring at once. To me, when I watch a match in a six-sided ring, it's like, oh, he's going to run the ropes. Wait, now he has to run at an angle.
Yeah, there's less room to run the ropes. You know, there's
how
less.
How about we get an eight-sided ring?
Then you'd have very little
maybe
room
put some
to
cage
run.
Oh wait,
no.
They put cage
how about a five? How about a five-sided ring? Call it a pentagon. You know, call it the Pentagon.
Two-sided.
You'd never be able to run the ropes in a five-sided because it's got to be symmetrical.
A two-sided ring would be T-shaped.
It'd be
a lot of sides.
We can't have a two-sided ring.
We call it the balance.
One side.
Let's see if anybody's paying attention.
Nevertheless, folks, the six-sided ring will be back after the next TV tapings, and we're seeing a lot of good stuff. I like what happened this past week, but you know what it is getting rid of the four-sided and going to the six-sided is kind of like erasing the Hogan Bischoff era, sort of. You know,
which that's good.
Yeah,
go back to your roots. Maybe you should bring back some of the talent from back then as well. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Some of the guys out there that you let
some
go.
Some we know. maybe.
But, you know, it's nice to see that. And maybe I can't wait to see these episodes from the Manhattan Center. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to watching that instead of the Impact Zone in the background.
Yes, me too. It'd be nice. So we got real quick news. Well, Kevin Steen on the iPay-per-view last week, after his match, he said he has a month and a half left on his contract. That means he's obviously going to WWE. He looked great, by the way.
Yeah,
he's in great shape.
He wrestles in Watertown in a couple weeks for 2CW. And congratulations to Unbreakable Michael Elgin on becoming ROH World Champion. Long road for him. Really happy for
Big
him.
Big time. And, and the mullet's gone, too. So he has a different look altogether.
Yeah.
It's a different, you know, you like the mullet, right?
It's unique.
It is definitely unique in this day. So we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank Bill Goldberg. Thank Steve Austin. And like I said, you'll remember back today when you heard the two bald-headed wrestlers in the black
Goldberg
trunks.
On the same show.
Unbelievable.
And Cashman interviews me tonight on Shakedown, 1 a.m. CW.
Oh, check that out. See the cash stash.
I'm gonna slap you.
See the cash stash before it gets too short. All right, we'll be out of here.
You're never going to shave it.
Feelthepain.net, thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week, folks. Be our Facebook friend, too.
Cash stash.